Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Number one pick in the NHL draft, but the men can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run. Cut on every trash, team team for short. Wonder if we best, once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
You know when you're a kid and there's a big day coming up, and your parents will say to you, maybe this is just me. I think Ricky probably had this as well. And they'd be like, all right, just one more sleep to Christmas or two more sleeps to Hanukkah. Right? Did you get that when you were a kid?
Yeah, always. My kids do it to me now.
All right, Rick, one more sleep. One more sleep until we have arrived at the NFL draft. Good morning.
Good morning, David. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah?
Because I know what's coming tomorrow. I got my big open tomorrow.
There's a lot. Tomorrow, you have a lot on your plate tomorrow.
Yeah, heavy lifting tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we're doing our top 10. So, of course, I mean, that for me started yesterday. And this is just a debacle. Complete mess.
Here's the thing. No one's going to do well. So, I mean, once one goes wrong, the whole thing could blow up. Don't get yourself nuts. Just keep your composure. Make your picks. If I happen to destroy you, then so be it. And don't get yourself nuts.
I'm breaking down is
so
what's happening now.
The plan's gone.
Exactly right, Mel. And we'll see Mel today, by the way.
Oh, yeah, we will. You know what we did? We put the full court press on Mel Kiper. We said, you will join our show or else. And it's 7:35 this morning. Mel Kiper Jr. joins the show.
This was Jose Alvarado on Chris Paul. We're picking up full court. Full court.
The whole way. This is Patrick Beverley kind of defense here.
Yeah, he knows it, though. He realizes that there's no one else in this business that's going to start, that's going to send him just crates and crates of fat-free whipped cream. No one's doing that.
No. You know what else I think, and I thought, and I heard him yesterday. He was on Greeny's show with Carlin and Courtney Cronin, I believe. And Carlin asked him, like, flippantly about, oh, well, you know, the whipped cream and how much pumpkin pie do you eat? And I thought that he was going to say, well, and my guys in New York, Rick and Dave, they send me, nope, not a word. He didn't make mention of that on the other show.
Which is surprising. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt, though. He's got a lot going on right now.
He does.
He's all over the place.
But still, you need to know where your bread is buttered.
Yeah, or your pumpkin pie is creamed.
Yes. I think that could be the new phrase.
DNR, we cream your pumpkin pie.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Well, nothing wrong with that, RJ. I'm not talking about the pumpkin I sent you the picture of. I'm talking about pumpkin pie.
That was vicious. I swear, when the FBI comes looking at our computers, and they will get yours one day. I don't know when or why, but they will at some point come and get your computer. And they see that you have Googled fruits that look like genitals. I mean, who would even think to put that in? And who would think there'd be a match out there for people with your kind of sickness?
There's a match for everything. Listen, it wasn't my thought. It wasn't my original thought.
It went through your mind. Fruits that look like genitals.
No, come on. I look at the company text thread, and there's pictures of a banana, a Japanese eggplant, and a cucumber. I mean, what do you want me to do? I want to participate.
What makes a Japanese eggplant? I'm not familiar.
It's the long, skinny eggplant.
Oh, really?
I think that's the Japanese eggplant, yeah.
Oh, so do you think that it was typed into their Google search of the banana, the Japanese eggplant?
Oh, where else is he finding a picture like that? It just so happens that he's in his, you know, he goes into his refrigerator. He's like, oh, look, I'll line up a banana, an eggplant, and a cucumber.
it was a weird. I mean, some of the texts that we get on this group chat are really bizarre. Really?
But you never know with him. He could be doing like some behind the scenes like photography class. He's always running errands. You never know where he's going.
He likes to walk.
Likes to walk. We got the other ones going DMVs. I mean, there's a lot going on here at the station.
There's a lot going on. I mean, we are, I think it's fair to say that people at 98.7 ESPN are renaissance men.
Yeah, I mean, that goes without saying. That's what makes us special.
Well, we're special.
And we all have multiple jobs. Multiple jobs.
We are special, that's for sure. All right, so, I mean, the New York baseball is just rolling along. The NFL draft is here. Yankees with what a performance from Rizzo. And Severino for 5 innings last night looked excellent. And the Mets get another great start. I mean, how about this for you? This is a nugget I think you'll adore. What pitcher has the highest, starting pitcher, the highest ERA on the Mets?
What starting pitcher has the highest ERA in the Mets?
The worst ERA of the starters on the Mets right now.
I'll go with Scherzer.
I should have saved this for later. It's so good. No. Would you like to take another guess?
Highest ERA on the Mets.
Yep.
Sal Romano.
Not Sal Romano.
So let's think about this. Bassett was awesome yesterday.
Awesome.
Bassett, Scherzer, Peterson. We got Cookie. Oh, see, I thought it would be Scherzer because you asked me the question. Like, is this like 11?
Well, it's not that surprising that this guy has the highest ERA. The number is just like, what? That's the worst?
Well, yeah, well, you should have said the number then the guy. This feels like a trick question.
It's not a, okay, let me re-clarify. It's not a trick question. Nothing about it is a trick question.
Feels like a trick question to me.
Oh, my, all right, forget it. It's Tyler McGill. Now, I can't sit here and do this anymore. All right, now that you know it's Tyler McGill, what's the number? Because that's the special part. The worst starting ERA on the Mets, what's the number?
The number is 217.
235.
Oh, not bad.
230. That's the worst.
Well, yeah, I mean, their starter's ERA is what, 2.16 combined as a staff?
That's insane.
That's,
I mean,
great.
We're approaching a month into the regular season. They're now 14-5.
That feels good when you say that. Say that one more time.
14-5.
And how many of the series have we won so far this season?
Every single one. Now, how about this? The first time in the history of the franchise that they have won the first 6 series of the year. And they go for the sweep this afternoon against the Cardinals.
Yeah, that makes you feel good.
You know what? Because how many times do you get this? I get this all the time from either the Yankees fan or the nervous Met fan. Yeah, but it's only April. It's April 27th. I can't get too excited. Let me ask you this. When is it allowable? I'm excited now. But when is the official, okay, now you can get excited from the Yankees fan and the Mets fan? When does that day hit?
No, I think you should be excited right now. I mean, just enjoy it. Like, I mean, don't be, you know, this pessimistic fan that just thinks the wheels are going to fall off because of what you've seen. And you heard this, a couple weeks ago. Well, the Mets have been off to a good, you know, good start before. Yeah, well, this feels different, doesn't it?
Very different.
Like, it's a completely different team.
Very different. And how often is the pitching this good?
This good? Without your ace? I mean, without your legitimate ace? How much do I love Max Scherzer? The guy didn't even pitch, and I love him more.
Oh, and he's barking in the dugout last night?
I love it.
Well, first of all, there's a real problem in Major League Baseball. The Mets get hit, I mean, 2-3 times a game.
And it's 18
not just
times.
What?
They've been hit 18 times already.
Right. So I mean, they're getting hit every single game. And it's not even like they're getting hit. If they got hit in the lower half, you could deal with it. How many times? Alonso twice.
Yep.
I know Lindor once, and he still has a cracked tooth. How many times are they going to get hit in the helmet or the head?
Well, that's the amazing part, though, right? I mean, you've been hit 18 times, and, you know, knock on wood, that no one's been seriously injured, you know, or had to miss time because of it. That's scary stuff. You heard Bassett after the game, though. I mean, Bassett pitches, you know, 6 scoreless, gives up 2 hits, and the first thing on his mind is how bad the baseballs are.
Because it's a problem. Because these guys are getting hammered every single day.
Major League Baseball is a joke, man. It really is.
What they do with the baseballs?
Well, just in general.
On a whim?
Yeah, just in general. It's like they can't get out of their own way. Like, how many guys need to get hit before you realize? Like, they're telling you. Like, we want to have this collaboration with our players because there's some things that we'd like to change because we feel like, you know, it will make the game better. It'll be more enjoyable to watch. The entertainment value will increase, but we're going to need the support of our players. So you have every single pitcher telling you these baseballs stink. I can't control them. There's no consistency. I don't know what kind of baseball I'm going to get day to day. Depending on the weather conditions, sometimes I can't hold it. Like, this is the guy's livelihood for both sides, for the hitters and the pitchers. And we're not talking about, you know, spider tack to increase my spin rate. Like, we're talking about, I just need to grip the baseball. And you got guys coming in throwing 98 miles an hour. Like, you know what a 97 mile an hour two-seam fastball looks like?
It almost doesn't look like anything.
Tailing into you?
You almost can't see it.
Well, you can't move away from it, though. Like, if I'm a right-handed pitcher throwing you a 97 mile an hour, and you're a righty hitter, and I'm throwing you a 97, 98 mile an hour two-seam fastball inside, it's just chasing after you. You can't get out of the way of that.
Well, they haven't. I mean, you see it.
It's a joke, man. It really is.
So what do you do? Give them something that they can at least grip the ball a little better?
Well, how come Japan's already? I mean, they already have a ball that comes with tack on it that they control.
It doesn't feel like baseball's always. And I don't want to spend the whole day on.
They're not
on
progressive
the bad
at all
of baseball, but it's. I mean, can you please get with the game? Get with the program. It's not like this is not something that's been solved in other parts of the world. It has been. So figure it out.
I mean, you have the technology to do it, man. I mean, it's the same. We're sitting here complaining about Major League Baseball. I had the same complaints about, you know, the NFL last week or 2 weeks ago with the, you know, first down situation.
Well, that's
the USFL
that's
is using it.
But here's the difference. No one's going to wind up severely injured because of that.
Well, yeah, you're right. Your wallet might. You know, betting on these games, you can't get a first down call the right
way. Steve, where do you think that was? Right around here.
Let's get the chain gang out.
It never ceases to amaze me. I'm watching an NFL game. The ball carrier goes down, and a guy from like 15 yards away comes running in, and he starts in one spot, and by the time he hits the line of scrimmage, it's in a completely different spot, and you have no idea what's accurate. None.
I mean, just think about some of them, though. Let's not get off to this tangent, but just think how much different would like the whole. Before Harbaugh actually beat Ohio State. Remember that spot?
Oh, it was terrible.
Oh, my God, was that a terrible spot. You're talking about changing outcomes of games, man.
Yeah, but something that's easily solvable. All right, let's not get negative. I mean, it's one more sleep till the draft. We've got the Mets with a great win, the Yankees with a great win, the draft is here. We have a lot going on. Now, we will oftentimes say, you know, call on this topic or that topic or make it very specific. I think it's open season, baby. Right? I mean, you want to talk about the Mets have at it. Rizzo and the Yankees have at it. Jets, Giants have at it. I heard something, and I know you've been big on this, so I don't want to steal your thunder here. But Jets very well might go offensive lineman four. And Becton, it sounds to me, and I spoke to two different people about this yesterday, very good chance he's going to be traded.
Yeah. I was talking about that yesterday.
I know you were. That's why I said I don't want to steal your thunder.
They're not happy at all with Mekhi Becton. And regardless of the workout videos that you've seen, he's still out of shape.
Huge.
Yeah, he's big.
I don't understand how that happens.
Well, here's the thing, though. And he doesn't even realize how badly he's letting his team down. Because, I mean, you're sitting here and you have a coach that is, you know, he's a defensive-minded coach. The reason why he's a head coach is because he's a really good defensive coordinator. And I was listening to you the other day. I mean, you're not talking about just having a bad, like, the Jets defense wasn't just, like, bad for, like, oh, they just had a bad season. Like,
No,
they were, like, historically bad. They were awful, their defense. So you have a real opportunity here at four to address, you know, a couple different needs that, I mean, that clearly would help your team. Right? Like to get an edge pass rusher or a Sauce Gardner, like a shutdown corner. Like those
Correct.
Are important things for a defense. But now, because Mekhi Becton isn't reliable, and all the things we heard about him previous to him being drafted, right? Like, you know, guy can't stay in shape. He's got, you know, the questions about his motor and everything else. Now they come to fruition. So now, you know, we may have to use the fourth overall pick on an offensive lineman because Mekhi Becton doesn't know what it means to be a professional.
Right. And we talked about this with Kadarius Toney a lot. So what kind of value is there going to be? I mean, what are you going to get from Mekhi Becton? If the
Nothing
Jets don't
close.
Want him, it means he's fallen out of favor. So what are you going to get? Best case scenario, a third-round pick for this guy?
And nothing even close to where you drafted him.
No, what was he, the 10th pick?
11th.
11th? So you're going to get what? You're going to get a third-round pick?
Well, who knows? I mean, it depends. Like, what are you going to do? Do a Zoom? Like, he's going to have to go take a physical. He's going to do a Zoom and say, hey, you know, Mekhi, keep the, you know, pull the camera back and keep it, like, you know, from the neck up so they can't see how big you are. And then him not coming back last year at all. Like, they didn't expect that to be a full season injury.
No, not even a little bit. They didn't expect that. And on top of that, I mean, where has he been during these voluntary workouts? And I've heard a lot of, well, his girlfriend is pregnant, and that's why. All right, then just tell us that.
They're trying to hide him, Dave.
They just tell us. The reason he's not here is because of X, Y, or Z.
No, they're not going to tell you that because they're trying to hide him. They don't want you to see what he looks like right now, I don't think. Because I think they do want to trade him.
But you can't hide it unless he's going to go on some kind of a cleanse, like an Aaron Rodgers, you know, eating bad ghee and throwing up and you know, having diarrhea and losing 25 pounds the next 2 days. You're gonna see what this guy weighs and how big he is.
Yeah, well, you're going to wait till the very last minute, though, aren't you?
But at some point, somebody's going to see. Like, if you're not just going to take their word for it when you trade for him.
No,
you're
absolutely
gonna
want
to talk to him and see him.
No, you're right. I mean, I guess the hope would be like, because this happens all the time in the NFL, is just, you know what, we get him in our building, you know, we can make it work. We'll fix it. That's all these guys think.
I guess. I would be very leery of that guy.
Well, of course you would. I mean, weren't we leery when they drafted him? I mean, I think we both, I mean, Canty was on the show with us. We're talking about, you know, Tristan Wirfs would have been the guy that we picked. But they went with, you know, size and... I mean, he's a freak in nature when you watch him.
And that vanished for a minute. There was a minute of like, oh my God, they got the steal of the draft. And it feels like anything but at this point.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what, Rick, I'm thinking about? I might start an alias. I don't know if that's how you say it. Like, I might just come up with an alias and use that as my new, like, you know, street name.
So you're going to have a street name now? I kind of like that.
I don't know what it would be yet, though. I don't want to just willy-nilly pick an alias. Like, I'd like to come up with something good. This is... Oh, my God. No, that's not funny.
It could be like your alter ego?
Yeah, like the Dr. Jekyll and Mr.
Like,
Hyde.
Like, would it be a nice... Like, is this alter ego nice? Is it...
I don't know. I'm Fred Astaire, baby! Dave Astaire.
That's nice.
That's not bad.
Yeah, but you're not known for your dancing. You're known for your singing, though.
It's true. Dave Jackson.
No.
Dave Adele. Dave Adele.
No, don't force it.
I'm not forcing it. I'm giving you ideas.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
sing next to Adele, voice. And you're not sure who's actually singing.
Thank you for being a friend.
Who is that? Was that me or is that Adele?
I can't even play it one more time.
Thank you for being a friend.
I'm leaning Adele at the moment.
No, see, that's me.
Open your head above water.
Is that me or is that Adele?
Sounds like Whitney. At first thought, I'm thinking, I'm thinking Celine or Whitney. I think that might be you.
See, you're good. That is me. We could do that. We could play the game where we just play numerous different audio clips of people singing. And numerous busters doing different things. No, not busters. No. Singing. You know,
I don't hate Dave Adele. I don't. I'll tell you why I don't hate Dave Adele.
Did you call me Don?
No, Dave. No, I mean, how dare you? No,
I mean,
your beard is much, much better than Don's.
That's quite the beard he's got going on.
Oh, because you're funny. Like, this newfound Dave is hilarious. Every person I talk to is like, I can't believe how funny Dave is.
Really?
So funny, and you can sing. So it's almost like when I say Dave Adele, I'm almost thinking like, was that Chappelle he said or Adele?
Dave Chappelle would, see, I can't go Dave Chappelle.
What about Shadell?
Dave Shadell.
Like, Chappelle and Adele had a baby, and it was Dave Rothenberg.
Yeah. Chappelle... Shadell. See, I'm thinking, does that make it that easy, though? Shadell's not that easy. Like your alias should be just cake, just an easy name to say. Dave
maybe
Shadell.
Maybe you're at one name right now, though, like Adele. Maybe we just come up with a name, which is one name, or a symbol. Maybe you're a symbol.
I don't want to be a symbol. You don't take this and run with this. I want to have an alias. Now you have me as a symbol. I don't want to have a symbol.
Well, but think of how easy that is. You can just, you just boom, the symbol.
But how easy is it? When I call a doctor's office and they're like, is on the line. And what do they do?
This is why I go with Bob. Like, I'm at Starbucks. What's your name? Bob. You can't screw up Bob.
Yeah, because Rick. Yeah. What is this name? I've never seen it before. Is it Reek? What do you mean?
I'm telling you right now.
Damer and DePietro, and...
Right. And you know what? You probably do. When you go to Starbucks, they're like, Bob?
Yes,
Bob?
I'm not lying to you. Every time
I know you're
Bob.
Not. Why would you go with Bob?
Because they've screwed up Rick before.
All right, like, Dave Rothenberg here. You know me. You love me.
I mean, how do you screw up Rick? One of the best clips in show in the station history is Stench from Mamaroneck. Stench. Where'd they get Stench from?
Listen, I don't know.
I didn't have a difficult name.
No. What was his name? Bennett?
I think I'm saying this right, Peter. Stench in Mamaroneck. You're on ESPN New York. How are you, sir?
It's so good.
Oh, hey, it's Bennett.
It's so good. The best part of it, I think I'm saying this right.
That's my favorite part.
I think I'm saying this right.
How else would you say it?
Right. Stench. That's how you'd say it. Stench. But wait, if you saw, and we'll get to the Bassett sound in a second. I know RJ is like frothing at the mouth, like sound, you got to get the sound. If you saw the name Stench on the call screener, before we got to the name, don't you think we would say to the guys, like, guys, what is this name? Is this a stench on the line? Like, I wouldn't be like, I think I'm saying this right.
No. I think I would think that we were being set up is what I would think.
I think I'm saying this right. And wouldn't you expect like some foreign person to, hello? Right?
like it was Pepe Le Pew's
right,
alias?
Right, exactly. Like I think I'm saying this right. Stench and Mamaroneck. Hello, I am here. I'm Stench. Right? You would, hi, it's me, Stench. No, it's me, Bennett. All right, 1-800-919-3776. Here is Chris Bassett. The fact that this has to be a story after the Mets have another phenomenal victory is really sad, saying MLB has a problem with the baseballs they're using right now.
It's extremely annoying to see your teammates constantly get hit. And if we get hit by certain pitches, it is what it is. But to get hit in the head, the amount they were getting hit is... It's unbelievable. I had some close calls tonight, which I've been hit in the face. I don't ever want to do that to anybody ever. But the MLB has a very big problem with the baseballs. I mean, they're bad. Everyone knows it. Every pitcher in the league knows it. They're bad. They don't care. The MLB doesn't give a damn about it. They don't care. We've told them our problems with them. They don't care.
That's a strong statement. They know there's an issue, and they don't care about it.
That's just what you want. There's only so long the goodwill from the free headphones was gonna last.
I think that's done now.
Yeah, that nice gesture from Rob Manfred right out the window.
I think that is now done. But here's the thing: what has to happen before you make a change? Like, does someone have to wind up in a Stanton situation? Does someone have to die? I mean, how many 98 mile an hour fastballs to the head until someone gets really, really hurt?
Well, I mean, listen, it's going to be, I hope, I mean, God forbid something like that happens. I just don't know if you're Major League Baseball. I get like, you know, you don't want, I mean, you want as many balls in play as humanly possible, right? And I'm sure that's not something that the pitchers want to hear. But it's too dangerous not to address it. Like, if every pitcher is telling you there's something wrong with the baseball, and we're not talking about a competitive edge here. We're just talking about, I need to grip the baseball. Like, it's something that in the technology exists. Then address it. I mean, all you talked about was how you want to work with the players. Like, okay, you know, the last couple of years have been really bad. Relationships been really bad. You know, Rob Manfred has said and done some things that the players don't like. So now we're trying to fix that. We're trying to mend that fence. We're going to give you some free headphones. There's some rule changes that we want to work on. CBA is done. Let's move forward. Let's try to make this thing work. And then you're getting phone call after phone call. I mean, you watch a Mets game. I mean, three guys last night. It almost leads to, you know, a bench clearing brawl, which is another thing you don't really want. And it's like, come on, man. Like, how many times do we have to do this?
Well, it doesn't feel like it's going away. It's only getting
worse. You don't want your best players being. I mean, Mike Trout missed time because he got hit. Like, I mean, you don't want Pete Alonso missing time or Francisco Lindor missing time because they got hit in the face.
Of course you don't. And it's terrifying.
Well, yeah, but it's also, I mean, you want your stars out there as much as humanly possible, right? So, I mean, right. I don't need to get hit with baseball, like 100-mile-an-hour fastballs all the time.
And again, we're not saying, you know, bring back spider tack and have that all over the baseball, but something? You can't figure out something that helps these guys grip the baseball a little bit better?
Especially in this weather, Dave. Especially in this weather. When it's cold out, I mean, those baseball, it's not, and you're trying to, you know, you're trying to locate, you know, a two-seam fastball or whatever it is, with that much movement going 97, 98 miles an hour? It's hard enough when you can grip the baseball, let alone when you can't.
It's awful. And I don't think people realize how fast that is. Like, when you go to a game and you see how fast, you're like, oh, my God. Like, they're throwing 98 miles an hour. You can barely see it. When you're up there in the batter's box, if they don't have control, it's a weapon is what it is.
No, it's exactly what it is. And it's, I think that's part of the bigger problem with baseball and when people watch it, especially on television, is they make it look too easy.
Like, how many times have you watched, and my kids will say this all the time, like, we'll watch and there'll be a pitch that's nowhere near the strike zone. Guy swings and it's just awful. They're like, what are you swinging at? How could you swing at that? It's like, do you understand how difficult, in fact, this is?
Well, we always do that, though. I mean, right? Like, that's the beauty of getting to sit home on your couch and watch it. But, I mean, they make it look like they got all the time in the world to decide whether or not they're going to swing at the pitch.
Right. And you have, like, a nanosecond to make a decision.
So, yeah. And I told you, I mean, when I was with the Ducks doing that stuff in the bullpen, I used to stand in the batter's box. Then when they get warm in the bullpen, man, and it's like it's a whole different level. The amount of movement on the pitches, and then you incorporate the speed, and it's like there's. I mean, in a second, I have to decide whether or not I'm going to swing at the pitch, what the pitch is,
and if it's going to kill me or not.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Now you're the Thelma to my Louise, right? We're rolling all the way to 555 today.
Oh yeah.
We don't care at all for the brakes. Yes.
No stop signs, no speed limits.
Put your foot on the gas and let's go.
Let's do it.
We'll get to the Yankees in a moment. This guy is, and you know this, he's very negative towards everything. Would you like to go to Nick in Babylon, who can be very nasty, or would you like to continue along and not take Nick in Babylon?
No, I think I could use a little nastiness right now.
All right. Well, here you go. I don't think you should wait long. Nick in Babylon, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah, good morning. I was listening to a promo for this program in my car last week.
Right.
Just last week. And I heard you, Dave, scream over the radio, the Yankees are a horrendous baseball team. That was last week you said that.
The Yankees were a horrendous baseball team.
No. You said they are a horrendous team.
Well, last week I said that.
Not they're playing horrendous or they're horrendous right now. You said they were horrendous team. You don't expect us to take you seriously on baseball, do you?
Oh, I do.
I'm the only person walking the planet that thought the Yankees had a problem. Now it's everybody else. Don't blame me for saying stupid
I'm not blaming
things.
You.
Blame everybody else.
I accept that. I think the Yankees are very flawed. And when did I ever say, Nick, that the Yankees wouldn't win? Hang on for a second. When did I ever say the Yankees wouldn't win 90-plus games and get into the postseason? When did I ever say that? You can't answer the question. You have to play to your narrative. When did I never strayed from the fact that I said the Yankees. Shut up! Shut up! Take your mouth and zip it for a second.
Words,
you obnoxious snot! Shut up! All right, when I'm talking, you shut up. That's how it works, Nick. When I'm talking, you shut up. All right? For a second.
I know.
You're never going to win. Nick, I will sit here and sing show tunes before I let you win this battle. Shut up. All right? When did I ever say that the Yankees would not win 90-plus games and get into the postseason?
Is it my turn yet?
Now it is.
How many horrendous baseball teams win 90 games, Dave?
Forget it.
How many?
Forget it. I just can't even have a conversation with you, huh?
That was
the
fantastic.
Yankees were playing horrendous baseball when I guess that promo was cut. I don't remember saying they're a horrendous team, but apparently Nick has the receipts on that, so I'm not going to argue it. But I never once did I say, even when I was as nasty as I could be with the Yankees, never once did I say they would not win 93-plus games and get into the postseason.
What a shock jock you are now.
How am I a shock jock? Oh.
Keep your mouth shut, you obnoxious snot.
Well, I mean, he's such a jerk. I can't stand that guy.
Shut up!
RJ's just like, oh, look who it is. It's Nick. I'd rather have Stench.
Stench is nice, though. Nick comes after you, and I love it.
Well, he comes after me. He comes after you. Here's the thing with Nick. He's very unhappy.
No, I think you just gave Nick exactly what Nick wanted. Nick got exactly the response he was looking for.
All right, good. So then he wins.
He called to fight, and you said, all right, I'll be a Huckleberry.
So you think that I stoop to the level of Nick?
Oh, yeah. No, but you're like RJ's level at this point.
Oh my goodness! You see what he's done there? I mean, you don't like RJ, right?
No, I love RJ. I love.
So
him.
Why do you just continually take shots?
I want to spend time with him. He doesn't want to spend time with me. This is the problem.
I'd say we should get a date on the calendar, but we know how that works out.
That's never going to happen.
No, that's never going to happen. Let's go to Tony in Staten Island. We'll dissect the Yankees in a minute. A good win, but Tony in Staten Island, my guy. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. Just called in to try to settle you down because you did kind of stoop to his level, and it was getting crazy. So yeah, let's just settle down. The Yankees aren't a great team. They caught Cleveland, a very young team. They finally beat Baltimore, but let's face reality, they gave up 8 runs. So, yeah, they will win 90-plus games, but as constructed, this team will not advance in the playoffs.
And you're a Yankees
What's
fan,
your take?
Tony.
Yeah, I don't know about
and
that.
I'm a Yankee fan. Yeah. I'm a Tony, Yankee fan. I called up a week. Go ahead.
Tony, I mean, the way Severino looks, I mean, Gerrit Cole gave you a good start his last start. I mean, pitching's been solid. Bullpen is good. I think Loaisiga will figure it out. Chapman still scares me a bit. But... I don't know, man. I mean, this team right now, it depends on, too, the consistency of, like, the lineup you saw last night, outside of maybe, you know, Joey Gallo finally hits his first home run, maybe outside of Joey Gallo, like, LeMahieu leading off, like, there needs to be, like, you can't sit there and tell me, like, I was listening to Aaron Boone a couple weeks ago talking about, and then I think A-Rod, too, just talking about how, you know, your players got to find their way, they're trying to get into a routine, get some consistency. Well, how can you have consistency or get into a routine when the lineup changes every day?
All the time. But
you're playing a different position or batting somewhere else in the lineup.
Very defensive of that.
Well, but I mean, you can't say that and give that as an excuse. And then every day, they're like it, if a show on this station, the flagship show of the station, does a segment where it's rest roulette, like it, then it's up. I mean, it's a talking point. It's something that people are talking about. Like, I don't know. I get trying to keep your players healthy and everything else. And I'm sure Buck is trying to do the same thing. But, I mean, when you look at the Mets lineup, it feels like it's the same lineup a lot.
Well, you know what I would like if I was a Yankees fan? I'd like the same lineup. And then every once in a while, I'd like a guy sprinkled in for a day off. The same lineup, and then every once in a while, you give a guy a day off. Not this roulette of who's getting today off.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. I mean, this is what happens when you have, you know, a guy who's primarily a DH. You clog up that spot because there's way more. I mean, there's so much more flexibility if you can just use that spot to give guys half days off. Like, that's the way to rest guys and keep their bats in the lineup. Because I'm
so
sure
you
guys,
like last night where Judge is playing center and Stanton's playing right.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I think that's your
I think
best.
You'd be hard pressed not to like that.
I think that gives you the most flexibility.
It does. But by the way, though, I will say this: when there's a ball hit to Stanton and there's a guy in third, I mean, it's a different feel, isn't it?
Yeah, but he still. I mean, dude, that was a good throw he made.
Good throw, but you can't run on Judge.
Oh, no, you won't run on Judge. They tried. I mean, Stanton had a good throw the other day, too. He threw someone out of third. It doesn't look good when he does it, but he makes pretty, I mean, throws are pretty damn accurate.
They really are. But the Judge arm is like, it's terrifying. Like, you can't run on Judge.
Like, if I'm Stanton, though, too, like, I mean, just, I don't know how he feels about it. I just know that last year when he started playing right field, like, his offense picked up. Like, I would want to be out there, man. I want to be involved. Like, sitting on, like, yeah, I don't know. Just sitting around and just being it, that's so much pressure too. Like, there's no other. Like, that's what used to frustrate me about being a goalie. Right? Is like, if I can't stop the puck, I'm useless. Like, if I can't stop a hockey puck, I have no use to a team. Like, at least if you're a DH and you can't hit, you're doing nothing. At least
Correct.
I'm playing the field. I can make some defensive plays and help out. You know?
Yeah, but I mean, the bottom line is with Giancarlo Stanton, if he's not hitting the ball, if he's a phenomenal right fielder, but he's not hitting home runs, that gets lost anyway. Now,
no, I understand what you're saying. I just think it's for the the mindset of the athlete. You know what I'm saying? Like
to keep him engaged in the game. I get
yes.
it.
Yes. Yeah. And I think it relieves some of the pressure too, as opposed to, and plus you're not sitting there thinking about it the entire time, right? Like, at least you shut your mind off because you're
right.
Focused
at least
on
you can go do something else and focus on your fielding and then come up and focus on something else. You want to hear a little from Aaron Boone last night?
Oh, Booney. Let's hear it.
Well, let's hear a little Booney. Here he is on the offense, kind of heating up lately.
Making some better swing decisions. Guys settling in a little bit, not always chasing that result, chasing win the pitch, have a good at bat. And we're seeing that more now. You know, I go back to the day, the Saturday game where I thought, you know, when we end up coming back and winning, but I thought we had just a ton of good at bats. It could have been an explosive run scoring. It wasn't. We came back to win. And then obviously the last two nights now, double digits, is it's great to see. But I think guys are just getting settled more and really focusing on you know, making really good swing decisions. And I feel like that's improved.
I guess. I don't know. I think playing the Orioles might help a little bit too.
Well, that helps. Yeah. It absolutely helps. But, I mean, you can't listen. I mean, we keep saying they got to take care of the Orioles.
And they do.
If they want to win the division.
Listen, nobody's saying anything negative about the Yankees last night.
But here's the thing. In their first 10 games, they scored 30 runs. In their last two, they've scored 22. That's a substantial difference.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. And you get, and again, I don't want to winning 2 out of 3 against the Orioles anymore. Sweep the series.
Yeah. Well, I think they. If you ask them, they feel the same way.
Anything less than sweeping the series with this team is just it's not what you're looking for.
And Severino was good. I mean, he had 5 1/3 of hitless baseball.
Then it kind of got away a little bit in the sixth.
A little bit, got away a little bit. But I mean, Rizzo was awesome. Hopefully, this home run from Gallo kind of unlocks him a little bit. LeMahieu's been great. Torres is on a roll. I mean, .500 hitting streak. I think he's hitting almost like 462 right now in the 5-game hitting streak.
Yep,
which is
big
nice
hit from
him
last night. Absolutely.
So okay. I would just like to see more consistency. Like, just let's see the same lineup for, you know, a little stretch here.
Well, I don't think you're going to see that. I don't think that's the Yankees' plan.
I get it, but I just think it's a crapshoot, man. Like, I understand what you're trying to do, but sometimes, you know, bleep happens. As much as you try to protect guys and you know, get guys rest and everything else, I know there's analytics, but, I mean, there's also something to be said about, like, you know, every win counts the same, right?
Sure.
So why not take, I mean, why not in this moment with everyone healthy, take advantage of the fact that everyone's healthy and feels good?
Because that's not going to be like that the entire season.
Well, yeah, because you don't know what's going to happen. Like, you can try to protect the guy as much as you want, but someone's going to, you know, tweak a hamstring or an oblique or a calf or something. It's inevitable.
Of course it is.
Season's too long. This is what happens. The season's too long. That's it. You
want to
know the problem,
it's
too long.
Full spring training. Someone's going to get hurt. We know that. It's just what happens in sports, especially in this sport.
Guys don't rest. They train all year round. There's no, I mean, you're playing every single day. Like, something's bound to get tweaked.
Now, one guy who's not going to ride the pine, I wouldn't think, anytime soon, Anthony Rizzo. Here is Aaron Boone on Rizzo's red-hot start to the season.
Riz has been great. Offense, defense, just intangibles, who he is in the room. He's been terrific. Big hits. What I saw was kind of sold out to that thing up and in and sort of got to it, but thought definitely foul. And usually, I don't usually even watch. I always watch the hitter because they'll kind of tell you. But something told me to turn and watch this thing, and it just started coming back. And the pop-up he caught the inning prior really came back too. So I don't know if – didn't seem like a lot of wind. I don't – the way he just kind of cut it and it sliced on him. But it was an odd ball flight for sure.
That was an odd moment. I mean, how many times does a guy hit the ball and it's a home run and he has absolutely no idea that it's going to be a home run?
Well, it didn't look like it. I mean, ball, seriously, I mean, that ball faded back into fair territory.
That's the perfect park for Rizzo, isn't it?
Yeah, he loves it. You can tell he loves it.
Well, how could you not?
Well, because that's what he does, though. I mean, he dares you. I mean, he crowds the plate so much that he's daring you to come inside to try to jam him up. And you can't. I mean, he pulls his hands in and then see you later.
He's a good player.
He's a good player. Solid player. Solid player, good defensively, good leadership. You see, I mean, you can actually tell, like, watching his interactions with Judge, that he's kind of like Judge's go-to guy. Like, Judge is the captain, as far as we're concerned, of the team.
Yeah.
But he's kind of like...
Maybe the heartbeat?
Well, no, he's like that the sage.
The consigliere?
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Kind of leading Judge. Because he knows what it is, but... I mean, LeMahieu's so big for this lineup. He's been really good. Judge had 2 hits. I had 13 hits last night.
Well, I mean, listen, you're playing the Orioles. You went to town. You scored a lot of runs. And we knew at some point the bullpen would show some warts. And it's nice to show the warts on nights that you score a lot of runs.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time. It's a long season. Like, there's going to be ups and downs. But their bullpen is still elite.
And their starting staff is elite.
That's the thing, though. But that's the big positive you take out of last night was how good Severino looked.
What starting staff would you want right now, the Yankees and the Mets?
I would want the Mets.
You don't even have to think about that.
No. No, I'll take the Yankees bullpen, though.
Mets bullpen, not great.
See, that's the other thing, though. That would be the only thing that really concerns me a little bit about the Yankees here moving forward is once we do, you know, get to the postseason, like there isn't – like when you watch the Mets play – like, there are, and they're playing really good baseball, taking extra bases first to third, But there's like Marte can steal bases, Lindor can steal bases. Like there, I mean, there's you know, when Jankowski plays, he can run. Nimmo can run.
Apparently, Buck loves Jankowski.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's a good defender. Guy runs the base as well. But they, I mean, it's a like there are the New York Mets. Their lineup does a lot of things well, right? And then when you look at the Yankees, and I'm like, it's always nice when you have everyday players that have the ability to do a bunch of different things, as opposed to like, okay, we need someone to run, so now all of a sudden I'm gonna have LeCastro come in to run for Stanton. And the only guy that really does it or I mean feels comfortable doing it really is kind of Falefa. That's it.
Yes,
as far as everyday players.
Yes, absolutely. No, Jankowski's a nice player. By the way, we'll get to the calls in a second. 1-800-919-3776. If they send down Dom Smith over releasing Robinson Cano, I'm going to have a problem.
Yeah, I'll have a problem with that, too.
Oh, I thought you were going to fight me on that.
No, why would I fight you? Why? I have no allegiance to Robinson Cano. I mean, no. Do I think he's good in the clubhouse with some of those guys? Yeah, but still, I'm not. I mean, he's not a better player than Dom Smith.
No, he's. Let's be fair. Robinson Cano at this stage is just not a very good player.
No. No, I mean, again, I mean, he's not going to jeopardize his money, so he's not going to do what he would need to do to be a good player. Because he doesn't want to be, I mean, he doesn't
want to. Well, of course not. He doesn't want to lose $40 million. Why would he possibly want to do that? No,
I wouldn't.
No, I don't think anybody
would. No, listen, I mean, the way Jeff McNeil's back to hitting the baseball, the way we know Jeff McNeil can do it. So, I mean, it seems like, and he's playing good defense right now, so it seems like his relationship with Lindor has kind of fixed itself. So, I mean, that's, McNeil should be playing second every day. Got Lindor at short. Got Escobar at third. And then, now the flexibility of having, you know, PTH when you want to give him a little bit of a rest. Dom Smith play first. Dom Smith getting at bats at DH.
It's
Dom
nice.
Smith can play the outfield if he has to.
What they are working with right now is very, very nice. Let's go to Big Preem in Brooklyn. Good morning, Big Preem.
Good morning. I don't want to speak to Dave. I want to speak to his alter ego, Kid Frost. You know, you just straight ice trade that guy from Babylon.
Shut up! Shut up!
Morning. Yo, you ice cubed him. Yo, Kid Frost. Yo, you the man. You the man.
Wait, what am I? Kid Frost?
Kid Frost, yeah.
Kid Frost.
I like that.
No.
I like Kid Frost.
No, you can't be Kid Frost. You can't sit there on the radio and talk about how the nature boy can't be the nature boy. He's got to be the nature man. And all of a sudden, you're going to start calling yourself Kid Frost. You can be middle-aged Frost if you want.
No. So then you agree with me that he can't be the nature boy anymore.
No, he'll always be the nature boy.
Then I can be Kid Frost.
His ego is Kid Frost.
Kid Frost.
You can have that. You can have that, Kid Frost. That's your name.
Thank you. Kid Frost.
Woo! No, you can't say it like that.
I like that. Kid Frost.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's no, got a ring to
kid,
it.
You're not Kid Frost.
Mayor Stop. Goldie Wilson.
Okay, this is all we need. You running around Westchester as Kid Frost.
Yeah. Yes, sir. The party of four. What name will that be under? Kid Frost.
Reuben Froster.
kid Frost. What do you think? RJ, it's got a ring to it, doesn't it?
Not when you say it, but when he says it, it does.
What do you mean not when I... Kid Frost.
Yeah, it's troubling, I find that.
What do you mean troubling? What the hell does that mean?
I find if you just go around reciting that in Westchester, you could find yourself in some sort of legal trouble.
How so?
I'd find it creepy.
Kid Frost?
He's already creepy because we already know he's a lurker.
Yeah, see, that's better. The way you were saying it is troubling.
Well, because it's such a nice nickname. You have to say it with a little juice.
You're putting the emphasis in the wrong place.
This is what he does, though. He does it to Keyshawn, too. This is why Keyshawn hates him.
Oh, please. Keyshawn, I don't even think Keyshawn knows his own name.
I think Keyshawn knows his...
Ukunua.
Yeah, that's not it.
I every time we talk to Keyshawn, I'm like, hey, Keyshawn, how are you? That's not how you say my name.
Oh, I mean, it bothers him.
Do you understand why he's upset, though?
No,
Kid
but this is why I go with Bob. You can't screw up Bob.
Bob. Kid Frost. Kid
it's like
Frost.
Turd Ferguson. It's a nice name.
Kid Frost.
Yeah, Santiago, you laughed. That used to be my name at any hotel where we used to get phone calls to wake us up in the middle of the night. I would go with Turd Ferguson as my
But name. But you would be that same response. That's not my name.
That's not my name, though. No. They knew. But it was nice when I would check out and had the $36 movie charge. They thought it was Turd Ferguson.
But wasn't it picked up by the team?
No, you had to pay incidentals.
You paid your own incidentals?
Oh, come on. You're surprised by this?
Yes.
He's told you every story why you should not be surprised
by
this.
We had a training camp where our per diem was raffle tickets that we would have to give to the people at the restaurants.
Yeah, that's a weird look.
Yeah, a weird look. You're sitting there trying to, you have to ask the waitress, like, how many of these raffle tickets is this meal going to cost me? Do I have to leave? Do I leave a tip in raffle tickets? Like, what? How do we do this?
Yeah, service is great. I'm going to leave you 5 raffle tickets. Kid Frost agrees. That's funny. Kid Frost. So I got a few coming in on the Twitter. Kid Roth, which I don't
No,
love.
I don't like that.
Where
did you come up with you obnoxious snot?
It was just spur of the moment. You liked it, didn't you?
No, I didn't like that. I don't
what
like
do you
that
mean?
Side of you.
Shut up! Shut up! Why didn't you like that?
I don't like to see you that angry like that.
I was he's annoying, that guy.
Oh, and you knew it, though, but you said it.
Like, yes, yes, Nick, we'll get you right on the air. Thank you for calling. Please hold.
And then he gave you the, you mad? He got you. He won.
He didn't get me.
He won, you lost.
He didn't. I'd slap him silly. He didn't get me.
Oh, he would beat the crap out of you.
Please. Please.
Nick would slap you around. No. He'd walk up. He would come and slap you right in the face.
You think he would slap Kid Frost? No. No. How about David Dell?
Oh, my God. You know, RJ, can you imagine this idiot? All of a sudden, now he's really, like, in his mind, Kid Frost. He comes walking out of the house dressed up like Malibu's Most Wanted. He's got chains, and he'll be like Peter ordering hits on people.
Kid Frost is down. Never mind.
I mean, call Peter and see if you can get a hit on somebody.
Tell me you don't have a newfound fear of Peter Rosenberg.
Oh, I won't say a word about him now.
Right?
I already did because of the arm hair. I'm like, it gives off like a Teen Wolf vibe.
But apparently he's ordering hits on people?
Guy's bad to the bone, man.
I didn't realize. He seemed so nice and genuine. I didn't realize that he was a guy that could put a hit on someone.
I mean, this is why this is how you're so comfortable bringing your dog to a sporting event, right?
People like that, I can't stand people like that. Put a dog in a bag?
See, you know what's funny that you said that? Have you seen the commercial where the dog, like, eats all the stuff? And the woman, what's her name? You know who I'm talking about. The credit card commercial.
Oh, Flo?
No, not Flo. It's Flo. Is there a dog
with Flo?
Don't yell
at me.
No, the commercial with Regina King, where she has the dog that keeps eating things, so she's buying people like, oh, it ate the scarf, and I'm going to buy you the scarf, and here's some
stuff. Oh, yeah, all right. Capital
that dog's
is
too
that
big.
That is?
You can't walk around with that. That dog's too big to have in a bag.
You shouldn't put dogs in a bag anyway.
What? That dog's humongous, though. You can't carry that in a purse.
It's a dog. It's a living thing.
It's like putting RJ in a bag. You can't walk around with RJ in a purse.
Stop it with RJ.
I would love to carry RJ around in a baby Bjorn.
In a sack? A satchel?
Can you imagine if we were on the we do an event and we have RJ, like, we walk around with RJ in a little bag?
Kid Frost agrees that would be funny.
Give little treats when he acts right.
Yeah, good boy. Good boy. All right, 1-800-919-3776. NFL draft is on the horizon tomorrow night. You can catch it right here on 98.7 ESPN. Let's go to Brian in Oceanside. Brian, good morning. You're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, guys. What are you guys thinking about Child Frost? Dave's a little moody, like my 9-month-old at home.
That has some. I don't know. But you start calling him Child Frost, they'll have to register for some stuff. He probably won't be allowed to take his kids to school.
No. Brian, listen. Sit back. Listen to this. You ready? Here you go.
I'm ready for you. What do you got?
Kid Frost. How good is that? Come on.
No, it's terrible. It sounds like a cereal.
You know, that's nice.
Yeah. Can I have some
Maybe we branch out.
Or some whole milk.
Yeah, give me some. Hey, Mom, what do you want? I'll give some Kid Frost.
Kid Frost.
I'm not liking it. Dave's all in the sauce right now, but I'm not liking the whole Kid Frost. But I digress. I was going to ask you guys, what do you guys think about giving up number 10 and a second round for Debo? Is that too much, too little?
That's
and
a
also,
lot.
I want to see. That's a lot.
I think it's going to cost you a lot, though. I really think it's going to cost you a lot to get him.
Apparently, last I heard is they want 2 ones. Well, all right, let me ask you. I don't think it's a crazy idea he has, though. Would you give up 10 and the lesser of your 2 second-round picks? And they're close, but the lesser of your 2 for Debo? You're the one the other day
I
said
have
you,
some
you
questions.
Don't need all these picks.
I have some questions. No, I don't think you need all the picks, but I have some questions.
What are your questions? I mean,
can we use them the right way?
Yeah, I would have to think. Yeah, any team that's going to acquire him has to confirm that you can use him how you want to use him.
Okay. Well, I mean, the other thing, though, is Mike LaFleur capable of doing that? Because, I mean, Kyle Shanahan's kind of a genius, right?
Well, but it's not like you're going to invent it. You're just going to copy what they've already done.
Okay, that's easier said than done, though. Like, I mean, there's something to be said. Like, I mean, That's like the whole, hey, oh, I was on Bill Belichick's staff. I'm going to go be Bill Belichick. No, you're not, because there's only one Bill Belichick. Like, Kyle Shanahan's pretty, you know, pretty damn good at what he does. So that would concern me a little bit. And the other thing that would concern me is, like, is this a money issue? Because
I mean,
if this was, well, like, you saw him last year, like, how upset he was. He's crying on the field. It seemed like he had a good relationship, likes being in San Francisco. That's a team that can compete to try to win a championship. Like, it sounds like they want to pay him, right? Like, I mean, it's a good team. So is it, if it's not a money thing, then maybe it is, like, there's something to be said. Like, he doesn't want his career to be shortened because he's, you know, he's running the football. And if that's the case, then I'm not paying you all this money to just be a wide receiver.
If he's not willing to touch the football in any conceivable way and pick up yardage and get down and dirty, then of course. But if I told you that he's willing to and he wants to get paid, would you do it?
I think the Jets would like it, yes. I think the Jets would do it. I think the other question is, I mean, is... Does Deebo Samuel want to? I mean, does, if there's other really good teams willing?
Yeah, and it's a fair question. Why? And I'll pose it to you. Why would anybody realistically want to be a Jet over a team that has a real chance to compete?
Unless you just wanted to be in New York, and it was, I mean, the Jets could pay you more than anyone else.
Which I guess they probably could.
Well, I mean, you thought the same thing could be said about the whole Miami thing. Like, we could. I mean, it felt like we could have offered more draft pick wise.
But you're never, just as see, much money. Thing, you're never going to outdo a Miami. Even if you offered $5 million more, it's not more money.
Well, no, but plus it's Miami, though. That's the other thing. They're a better team. No state tax. It's Miami. That's where Tyreek Hill, I mean, spends most of his
time.
And they're
closer. I mean, the Jets have to build this organically. That's what they're going to have to do.
Well, yeah, but see, that's the thing, and that's where you get yourself in trouble, is that when you're not a very good team or you don't have one of these elite quarterbacks where guys are like, you know, just... you know, willing to come and not going to, you know, hold you hostage to get there. You're going to have to overpay. I mean, that's the problem with free agencies. You're overpaying for everybody, especially
exactly
when your
right.
team's when your team's not that good.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.